This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It's 4:15 for your Monday drive home.
You've probably had bad breath at some stage in your life. Today. It's today for you, Warren. But what if someone else's breath smells? Do you tell them? And if so, how? What actually causes bad breath and what can we do about it? Arosha Wirakoon is a lecturer, general dentist and PhD candidate at the University of Queensland and joins us now. Arosha, it's great to have you back on Joy Drive.
Yes, thanks, Em. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks so much for joining us. Firstly, why do we get bad breath?
Well, there are many, many causes, but about 90% of the causes of bad breath actually come from our mouth. And what tends to happen is when we have plaque, which is all this bacteria that grows in the back of our tongue and in between our teeth, if we leave it, that plaque to, I guess, fester and grow long enough, they basically start to poo and produce all the gases. A bouquet of odours, I think is the term I've used in the article, that smells a bit like the rotten egg gas and poo, really.
So it's pooing plaque.
It is. And that's how I explain it to my younger patients. Yeah, they're basically the bacteria in our mouth, especially the ones that cause cavities, for example, or holes in our teeth, they eat what we eat and poo acid, and that's what causes the cavities in a simple term. But they also produce these gases, just like, I guess, humans do as well, and so do cows.
Literally in shock right now. I actually am like stunned. My jaw has been on the floor since you started speaking about this. That's actually what's happening. That's totally wild. I had no idea that's how it works.
All these people having poo in your teeth.
Oh my gosh.
Arosha, what about, there's nothing worse than when you wake up in the morning and your partner's lying next to you and they go, good morning, and they go to give you a kiss and you think, why is it that we get this morning breath? What is it about that? Is it because the plaque's been active overnight? What's going on?
It is. It's a little bit of everything. So the biggest thing, and morning breath is such a great example of what happens when our mouth dries, and it shows us just how important saliva is. Because the saliva flow overnight, it tends to shut down because we don't really need it, right? But in that process, the plaque bacteria probably doesn't get washed as frequently, so things don't get cleaned as often as they should in our mouth. And if you've, thought, oh, I can't be bothered brushing my teeth and I'm just going to, oh, it's fine, I'll brush them in the morning, you probably left some food, between your teeth, and the plaque is having a fabulous time, so all the bacteria is having a great time eating everything, and nothing's getting cleaned up. And hey presto, we have morning breath.
Arosha, should we, just on that, should we be, is it good to have a glass of water beside the bed at night and just swish when you do wake up or something like that, just to keep your mouth moist? Would that help?
Well, Warren, sometimes some people actually suffer from a dry mouth, and that's because they have, they're taking medications that makes their, reduces their saliva flow, or they have some health conditions, and those people tend to need to do that. So if you feel like this is something that would help, yes, for sure. I'm not sure if it's necessarily going to improve your breath, but it'll certainly make you more comfortable, because sometimes having a dry mouth all the time can be very uncomfortable.
We're chatting with lecturer, general dentist and PhD candidate Arosha Wirakoon from the University of Queensland about what causes bad breath and what we can do about it. Arosha, is it normal for us to have bad breath at some stages in our lives? Like, we shouldn't feel bad if we have bad breath at some moments, right?
No. I mean, the classic one, of course, is that we can smell garlic. If someone's had garlic pizza or something, you can smell them a mile away, can't you? And what you can't do much about that unless you avoid it. And that's a bit sad. We all love, well, I do anyway, personally, garlic and onion. Yeah. So I think we're a bit forgiving of that kind of breath. But I think the one that we're really, that concerns many of us, and particularly dentists, is, and look, I'm probably trained enough to smell it on people. It's gum disease breath. And that has a particular odor.
Wow.
And I had to sit next to this guy on a plane, this is before COVID, for 8 hours, who had gum disease breath, and it was awful. So I think that is a sign of an underlying health issue. And it's really worthwhile getting checked out.
Rosha, just on that, one of the things obviously that we struggle with sometimes is someone might have a bit of bad breath and there's this uncomfortable feeling of how do I tell them as such? When you come across someone like this person who had the gum disease breath, do you say something? Mm-hmm. Do you say, hey, look, I'm a dentist and I'm noticing that your breath smells and you might have some sort of gum disease? What's the best way to approach it?
That's an interesting question, isn't it? Because I actually opted not to tell this guy, particularly because I had to spend 8 hours next to him. Do I tell him right at the start or at the end of, anyway? I think perhaps now I'm a bit braver. Perhaps the best thing to do if you think you have some problem, it's worthwhile asking someone close to you that, you know, for an opinion. Because would you believe there's a research lab that has been running for years, that has been testing how efficient or how good we are at testing bad breath. And it turns out that people are really fantastic at testing bad breath compared to, say, machines that you can blow into, like an alcohol, you know, breathalyzing machine.
Right.
But we are much better. Other people are better judges of your bad breath than any other way.
Arosha, what is the smell that we should be looking out for that is this, you know, gum disease sort of smell? Is it hard to describe? I am sure it is.
It's a bit metallic.
Okay.
There's a metallic, almost, it sounds terrible, but almost rotting flesh, because that is literally what is happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's because what happens is when the plaque and when the bacteria at the start, but we're supposed to have some plaque, a little bit of plaque, because that's our healthy, you know, that's normal. But if that plaque matures, so if you start getting different types of species and it becomes more complex with all the different types of bacteria, they start to make the body react against it. And when the body starts reacting against it near the gums start to pull away. And this is a very simple way of explaining it. And when the gums pull away, we form what we call pockets, which means that there are more gaps that we can't clean ourselves with our toothbrushes, where the plaque gets to just sit and grow and develop and mature. And that's that particular smell, and the gums bleed more, and sometimes there's a bit of pus, and it's not good.
So doing something like just, you know, I feel like my breath smells a little bit, I'll have a peppermint or a piece of chewing gum or something, really is only going to mask it temporarily, isn't it? It's not going to look at the source of the problem.
Oh, Warren, yes, for sure, because you're, like I said, if you know you had onion and garlic, of course that's fine, that's just something we just have to do. But if it's something that's constant and persistent, it's definitely worthwhile checking. And I think there are other causes of bad breath as well. So you can have like that cheesy, we call them tonsillitis. So sometimes people have tonsillitis or they get chronic tonsil problems. And you get this sort of gunky stuff that gets stuck in the back of our throat.
Oh, the cottage cheese.
And that can, yes, the cottage cheese. Like, I know, I the whole article really grossed me out, but I had a lot of fun writing this. clearly. those sort of things can happen as well. But it's good to have someone tell you if you can.
Great discussion, though.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, we all get bad breath at some points, but it's when it's persistent. I'm staring Warren right in the eyes. Now, coffee breath, garlic, things like that, they're all quite normal. Make sure that we're brushing and taking care of our teeth. But if it becomes a persistent problem, we should get it looked at because it could be something more sinister.
For sure. And it could be something that's in your mouth or it could be in your sinuses. But if to stay on top of it, the best thing that we can do at home, because we can, is to try to brush at least twice a day and definitely floss or interdental clean at least once. And don't forget to brush your tongue. And I think for the majority of us, that'll probably cover about 90% of the population, if that helps.
Arosha, spoken like a true dentist, always floss. Yeah. I always hear that from my dentist.
I love my patients that floss. I'm so impressed because, it's just one of those things, isn't it? That it's a joy to see happy gums. How's that?
I love that. Thank you so much for joining us once again, Arosha.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Warren.
That's Arosha Wirrakoon, a lecturer and general dentist and PhD candidate at the University of Queensland. You can follow on Twitter at Arosha333. So AROSHA333.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.